With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Democrats crying foul because the White House did not get permission from Congress to go into Venezuela to extract Nicolas Maduro.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio was asked by NBC's Meet the Press why the Trump administration didn't seek approval from Congress before carrying out an attack on Venezuela's mainland.
This was not an action that required congressional approval. In fact, it couldn't require congressional approval because this was not an invasion. This is not an extended military operation. This is a very precise operation that involved a couple of hours of action. It was a very delicate operation, too.
Rubio says the U.S. is going to give Venezuela time to address challenges that existed during the Maduro regime.
Until they address it, they will continue to face this oil quarantine. They will continue to face pressure from the United States. We will continue to target drug boats if they try to run towards the United States.
I'm Donna Water.
And Virginia Democrat Senator Tim Kaine says claims now that he will force a vote next week to block further military action against Venezuela without congressional approval. Following the recent renaming of the Kennedy Center to include Donald Trump's name, several artists canceling scheduled performances, citing political objections. Center President Rick Grenell says some of the cancellations have been influenced by CNN and the Washington Post.
Shows that were booked under the previous regime saying we don't want to be a part of something that has Donald Trump's name on it. Fine, if you can't perform for conservatives, I don't really think you're an artist. I think artists perform for everyone regardless of how they believe and who they vote for. And so we're getting rid of all these people that want to have some sort of a litmus test to say I'm only going to perform for people who believe like me.
And this is SRN News. The Global Center of Christianity shifting.
In reviewing its biggest findings of 2025, the Pew Research Center highlights the release of a survey in June that demonstrates the largest concentration of Christians is now in sub-Saharan Africa. 31% of the Christians in the world live somewhere in Africa, with Europe, once the leader, now in second place at 22%. Part of the reason for the shift is that African Christians are having large families, while those in Europe and North America are not. Michael Harrington reporting.
The commission organizing America's 250th birthday celebration wants to turn it into the country's single biggest year for volunteering as well. But America Gives, the program unveiled last month, will have to revitalize a culture of service that has recently gone down. Just 28% of Americans say they volunteered last year. This is SRN News. Well, several economic reports are due out this week, including statistics on the job market, job openings. Also due, U.S. trade deficit, factory orders, and consumer credit. Economist Steve Moore says the Trump administration recognizes that it needs to convince Americans that things are really improving.
In politics, perception is reality. Perception is reality. So Trump is going to have to persuade Americans, and he's, I think, doing a pretty good job of it. Hey, things are going really well right now, and you're going to start to feel it in your pocketbook.
Well, now, this will make a lot of sandwiches, trust me. A massive 535-pound bluefin tuna has sold for $3.2 million in Tokyo's first fish auction of the year. That tuna was caught off Oma in northern Japan, a region widely regarded for producing big tuna. More details, srnnews.com.